You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I want to take a quick second here and do a little reality check. Won't be long, won't be complicated, I promise, but it's important. The stock market lately going down and bond yields going up, that is what's supposed to be happening right now. Let me back up here for a minute. Interest rates have been near zero for years now, right? That has meant, broadly speaking, that the stock market has been the only place to put your money if you want to make money. So far, so good? Okay, good. Now, along come Jay Powell and the Fed, and they say, hey, you know what? The economy's doing all right. We need to start thinking about raising interest rates. Not actually raising them yet, mind you, just thinking about it. And what happens? The yield, the interest rate on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note, which like 6 weeks ago was at 1.3%, today closed above 1.8%. Yes, that is still crazy low, but it's a big jump in a month and a half. And now, people have places to put their money that is not stocks. And here we are. Stocks go down too. I hope that made sense, because all of this, it is what is supposed to be happening. All right, enough of that. The corporate news of this, what are we, Tuesday, is video games. Microsoft is going to spend almost $69 billion to buy Activision Blizzard, the maker of, among others, Call of Duty, Candy Crush, and World of Warcraft. Which one of those is not like the other? It is, this deal, Microsoft's biggest acquisition ever, but it is not necessarily a big surprise, as Marketplace's Amanda Peacher explains.
When you think of Microsoft, your mind probably doesn't go to shoot 'em up video games like Call of Duty.
Mission accomplished. Good work, Marine.
Microsoft has sort of a button-down shirt reputation.
Microsoft became a juggernaut on the, you know, with computer software you use in your office.
Margaret O'Meara studies the tech industry at the University of Washington. Now, Microsoft has Xbox and a couple of video game studios, but O'Meara says its purchase of Activision Blizzard takes it to another level.
This is not just video games played by kids or teenagers in their rec rooms. This is a massive global industry with billions of users.
Activision Blizzard has recently been accused of gender pay disparity and widespread sexual harassment in the workplace. A hailstorm of bad PR, as O'Meara calls it.
Revelations about its workplace culture have spilled out into the public eye, where there is new employee activism and pushback against the way that it is run.
Activision Blizzard's culture is a key challenge for Microsoft. Kate Edwards with Geography is a video game industry consultant. She says Microsoft has an opportunity to improve Activision Blizzard's problematic culture.
And then you have maybe like the older sibling come along and say, hey, I'm going to help you out. You know, I think I can fix some of the issues that you're dealing with.
Of course, Microsoft is in this for profit. It wants to stake out territory in the lucrative so-called gaming metaverse, says Tom Bittman, leading Microsoft analyst for Gartner.
There's a land grab going on right now to take a position in gaming and in cloud computing and social software.
And Bittman says the tech players that grab that space now are going to be the strong ones in the future. I'm Amanda Peacher from Marketplace.
I don't know if you remember this, but one of the really early tells that this pandemic was going to turn into an economic problem was when Apple said back in January of 2020, 2 years ago, that it was having a tough time getting shipments from China because of the factory shutdowns over there in response to the virus. A supply side shock is what that's called. We are, of course, having a demand shock in this economy right now, as we all want. We all demand the goods we went without during the worst of the virus, right? But right now, there are tens of millions of people in China completely locked down or otherwise restricted as Omicron spreads over there. That includes key manufacturing centers and key port cities as well. And that, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains, means nothing good at all for the global supply chain.
Omicron is in China.
What's happening in China right now is the most serious COVID-19 surge since the original outbreak in Wuhan.
Sam Scarpino is managing director of pathogen surveillance at the Rockefeller Foundation's Pandemic Prevention Institute. China has a zero COVID policy that has worked well so far, says Nargiza Salijanova with the Rhodium Group.
When there is an infection detected, there is a mass lockdown which disrupts huge cities, massive population. It affects factory production.
That's happening now in several cities and areas. Brendan McKenna is an international economist at Wells Fargo Securities.
And it just so happens to be that the cities and provinces are a major supplier of computer chips, technology products. There's a lot of ports that are being disrupted.
China's options are complicated for a few reasons. The Lunar New Year and the Olympics are both coming up, making controlling Omicron a priority. And its population may be more vulnerable. Some evidence suggests the Sinovac vaccine is less effective than others at producing antibodies that neutralize Omicron, says Rockefeller Scarpino. Taken together, he says it makes for a very complex situation.
What makes it harder to predict is what kinds of measures are coming tomorrow to try and control the spread, and how many people are going to be affected by those.
The sense now is that there will be disruptions felt here. Delayed products, thwarted deliveries, continued inflation, but they may take a while to arrive. Again, Wells Fargo's Brendan McKenna.
I think it's probably going to take at least a month, possibly two, for the disruptions and kind of the way China is handling the COVID outbreaks to actually show up in economic data and for financial markets to actually respond to that.
On the other hand, companies do have some experience at this point dealing with disruptions. Chad Flieger heads the supply chain practice at accounting and advisory firm BDO.
This time around, I think being proactive and getting out in front of the problem will shorten the back end of how long it could last.
Either way, though, this ultimately means the supply chain problems we thought were coming to a close may well go on for longer. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.